Pageant of the Masters takes audiences on a trip around the world. Laguna Beach, Calif. Pageant of the Masters, a world-famous theatrical celebration of art through the magic of tableaux vivants, living pictures, brings another year of iconic art to life using people dressed and posed identically to the originals. This summer's show, themed Wonderful World, includes live recreations of art from all over the world, including works by Swedish painter Carl Larsson, Italian painter Tiepolo, French artist Jean Barreau, Edvard Eriksson from Denmark, Japanese woodblock artist Chikuninobu, and many more. "This is our favorite summer tradition," Laguna Beach resident Nelly Vargas told the Epoch Times. "I just love this theme. I think it might be my new favorite." Adding to the 90-minute theatrical artwork performance is a live narrator guiding the audience through each piece, often with humor and profound reflection, complete with music by a full orchestra. "The world awaits," pageant narrator Richard Doyle proclaims as the show opens in the Festival of the Arts open-air amphitheater. As the cool air washes over the audience under the star-lit night, the stage illuminates in color bouncing off the digital screen surrounding it. Spectators lean forward, craning their necks to get a better view of the artistic recreations, while others peer through special binoculars. They are soon transported to 17 different countries without ever leaving their seats. "The journey starts out in Paris, the city of light and love," Doyle says, featuring uncanny recreations of scenes of 1880s Parisians strolling the city's famous Champs-Élysées Street and Seine River in Jean Barreau's famous oil paintings. Resounding wows can be heard as each installation is wheeled onto the 2,600-seat amphitheater, each bearing a striking resemblance to the original piece it seeks to replicate. Even with the magnification of binoculars, the live volunteers posing as the subjects in each piece remain unmoving to the audience. Using one of Giovanni Battista Tiepolo's oil paintings as a canvas, the narrator breaks down the intricate steps behind bringing each piece of art to life with its live volunteers. Volunteers in the installations first go through makeup, often having their entire bodies covered to match the different hues and strokes depicted in the original work. From there, they quickly put on identical clothing and headpieces, already pre-made and customized months before for an exact match. Because subjects are often depicted standing on narrow surfaces or lying down, they are fastened into the work with safety belts hidden from spectators. After one final check by directors to ensure an identical match to the original, the painting is smoothly wheeled out on stage. Paintings aren't the only artworks on display during the show, however. Audiences are also given live dance performances featuring global music and culture, including Japanese geisha, colorful glow in the dark Dia de los Muertos Mexican dancing, and the recreation of tribal statues from China, Thailand, and various regions in Africa. This year's installation also pays tribute to Nellie Bly, a female journalist who challenged notions of her time. Her escapades led her to take a 72-day solo trip around the world in the late 1880s, a prospect of great intrigue during the time, which was reenacted for the audience along with art featuring her journey for a seamless integration into the show's 2022 theme. Spanning July 7 through September 2, the show also features access to the Festival of Arts Fine Art Show, featuring live music and local artists selling their own work. Tickets for the pageant provides unlimited access to the Festival of Arts all summer long.